One of the big things is on the presentations. The commission will be hearing an update on the efforts with the retiring of the Presque Isle power plant. What's on the docket there?
Well, this will be some representatives from We Energy participating via Zoom. They have been planning to give the commission an update for some time now, and because of the COVID situation, we've kind of been putting it off. But it's just to give the commission an idea of what's next. I mean, we're all aware the stacks came down, and what are the next plans? Because I think originally they were going to be done by this time,
right?
Except for the COVID, and so we're just keeping people informed.
Is there any idea as to what the timeline is that you've been able to be made privy of?
No, I'm not. I'm not aware. I'm assuming that it's going to be in the near future.
Okay. That is the Presque Isle power plant, of course, up north, and the north one.
North.
Yeah. We'll tell you this, though. Coming in from our train on Sunday afternoon, that skyline is already looking incredibly
very different.
And when the south power plant comes down eventually, then it's going to really look different coming into town.
Yeah, these are interesting times with those changes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Also on the agenda, public hearings tomorrow night, Customs House brownfield plan. Now, this is a development for a property that's located right off of off Lakeshore. Tell me, where is that?
Yeah, it's on the, probably the closest would be the northeast corner of Lakeshore and Barriga.
Yes.
And on the same side of the street as the lake or the, I can't even think of the name, the marine repair place.
Dockside.
Yeah, Dockside.
Dockside Marine, yes.
And it's an old customs building. It's I'm sure, over 100 years old. And it's been owned by the same family for years, and they are asking to redevelop it into a condo project. Mm-hmm. And they are using a brownfield plan as part of that, and we're asking the commission to approve that plan.
A couple of things, Mike Angeli with us in the studio, Marquette City Manager, a couple things that are on the agenda. You're moving on that with the Customs House project and whatnot, but there will be also discussions about trick-or-treating and Halloween in Marquette that I know there's a quick update on.
Yeah, we're asking the commission to approve a recommendation for trick-or-treating, basically. And
right.
It's interesting because this is something we're pushing countywide. All of the administrators in the county, municipal administrators, have got together. We kind of put together this document of suggestions about how to trick-or-treat and how to handle it if you're being the person giving out the candy.
Sure.
One of the, I think, unique things that we included this year was that if you don't want to participate, if you're a homeowner, just put out a simple sign, turn your lights off, even though our hours are during the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn your porch lights off and put out a sign just saying, I'm not participating this year, sorry, maybe next year. And I don't see anything wrong with that, and I'm hoping that it doesn't trigger a trick.
I don't think it will. I mean, I think that there's an understanding right now that, especially in light of everything with COVID, that, you know, the usual sort of congregating and running around and getting stuff, the candy, not going to be quite the same this
right.
year. So,
and we're hoping that by all of us, meaning Yishmaming, Nagani Township, Chocolate Township, Marquette Township, we all do the same thing, that people just don't congregate somewhere where they think the trick-or-treating might be better. Or
well, and we're not going to have, like, in years gone by, they've been, like, I think the old Silver Creek school, which is now a church, had these big party, you know, things like that won't be happening this year and stuff like that. But the opportunity to go door-to-door, I think, is going to be actually something that people are going to look forward to, be honest with you.
It became very obvious that, I mean, we can't cancel Halloween. I mean,
right.
it's going to be impossible to do that, so why not try to do the best we can with what we have?
One other thing that is under new business is there's a contract extension for our friend Mike here for another year. So I guess that means that they're at least thinking you're doing an all right job.
Yeah, I managed to survive my my latest
evaluation.
Yeah.
And despite the better efforts that I'm sure you threw.
Despite the letters you guys wrote.
Well, you know, that is good, though. I mean, I know that we've talked about it with you off and on about, you know, once you became the city manager, to do it for a while. But, you know, they're saying let's do at least another year. That's what it is. It's a one-year contract extension that they're voting on, isn't it?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, Congratulations on that.
I hope another year of our coffee every other Monday.
It is. See? The quality is staying consistent.
There is an upside to this.
It's Dead River Coffee, you know, from Berrigan Avenue. So, you know, it's not too bad. So, Mike Angeli with us this morning. The Marquette City Commission meeting is tomorrow night, not tonight, 6 o'clock, Commission Chambers. And folks can take part online. They can get a hold of the city clerk's office and get some messages in that way.
Yes, we allow Zoom participation, written comments ahead, conference call, that kind of thing.